match analysis.
Hello and welcome to Cricket Info Talk. I'm Andrew Miller at Edgbaston at the end of a pulsating fourth day's play. South Africa have won the Test match. They've won their first series in England since 1965, and David Lloyd, Graham Smith is a hero.
Heroic, absolutely, that's what it is. A colossal innings. It was wonderful to watch. Captain's innings, as they say. He looked strong, he looked committed, his stroke play was excellent, and that battle with Monty Panesar over the wicket onto a wearing pitch and a lot of dusty areas, and worked out the way to play. He took his guard on middle and off. He got way outside off stump so that he couldn't be LBW. I found that fascinating. His straight driving off Flintoff was faultless, led from the front. And I think that is such a big game for South Africa to win a series in England. They've fallen short a couple of times. And since 1965, it's a special effort.
As a snap judgment, obviously the match finished only moments ago, but where would you place that in terms of innings that you've seen?
Well, it's right up there in terms of the captain leading from the front, opening the batting, 281 to get, fourth innings, so he's had all sorts of things on his mind throughout the game. England coming back strongly at South Africa, he puts that right out of his mind, and it is a really good innings. The way that he's compiled his innings, the way that he's blunted England right at the top, where England come out firing, as they should do, or any team should do, but he quietened England down with that opening partnership and then takes it on. And how many times do we sit and talk about England? Yes, 60s, 40s, 70s, that's how to do it. That's how to play a tempo innings, take responsibility. Now, he's not only won the game, but he scored 150 odd runs himself in doing it, accepting that responsibility and not actually going outside the rhythm of his play. It was only in the last over that he changed his expression on his face when he tried to finish it with one swipe and then had a chuckle and thought, no, let's finish this properly. An epic innings. It was brilliant to watch.
It almost makes his performances here and at Lords in 2003 seem like minor bit parts, really, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a very impressive chap, and you watch his captaincy as he's been going along in the job, and it's a bit rah-rah, but he now is more thoughtful. I think his captaincy actually of his bowlers and his fielders and his changes have been excellent in this series, and that's part why they've won 2-0 or 2-0 up in the series with one to play, so it's a dead rubber. But his batting is very mature. You forget that he's only 27, because you look at him, he's such an enormous chap. And for a big man, he's good on his feet, he uses the depth of the crease well. And when he plays his forward shots, his attacking forward shots, he's so low to the ground. You know, so many big fellas will stand upright and just stand and deliver and blaze away. But he gets right down and sniffs the ball out when he's driving through the offside and straight.
But at one stage of the day, of course, South Africa were in a hell of a lot of trouble, and largely due to the sight screen that's been such an issue all through the match.
Yeah, and that's because, I suppose it's a mystery that we can try and explain, that this is not normally the Test match pitch, because people will be saying that there's so many Test matches being played at Edgbaston, what's the problem? This is not the normal pitch. It's moved along one, two or three pitches. They've never played that far over, and that has been the problem. Now, there's nothing in the laws of the game that I've scanned them, everybody has, that says that you can't alter or put a sheet over. But they've elected not to do that. But it's a complete mystery that there's only one bowler being a problem, and that's Andrew Flintoff. And again, Andrew Flintoff has bowled to other right-handed batsmen, to Mark Boucher in this final innings. It hasn't been a problem. And so it's been a complete mystery, but we won't have that mystery next year because the Test match pitch, the Ashes pitch, moves along two or three.
Well, it's 83 for three when Callis fell. I mean, it looked like South Africa were exploding in a bit of acrimony as he left the pitch. Did you think England had it at that stage?
Well, it was a big wicket. Callis is always a big wicket, and at 170 for five, many people were saying that England will win this, and question marks over South Africa, and it's an awful word to use, and I don't use it as a word of mine, but chokers comes out. But they've just laid that to rest here, the captain and Boucher, 117 Test matches Boucher, and it's fitting that he was there at the end. They've come through really well in this series, South Africa, after a jittery start at Lord's. They've come back really strongly, and all credit to them to win this series. It must be so special for the team and the management. They've not won a series in England since 1965, so they must be doing something right, and I can't wait until South Africa play Australia. I think that's going to be some series.
And a final word on England now. Second home series defeat in a row, and well, against a major nation, obviously, India last summer. Is Michael Vaughan going to be under some pressure now?
Oh, he will be, and I don't think there's any question that Vaughan will resign the captaincy. They've got one test match still to play in a dead rubber. But the fact remains, and it's there, you'd look at black and white, why is this happening, why do they lose, they don't get enough runs, it's as simple as that for me. And if anybody points back to Lords and say, yeah, 593, it's not often enough, 593 is just not often enough, that was a terrific effort, that's how you should do it. But there are too many pretty innings, good knocks, 60s, 70s, but that's how to do it, Graham Smith, 150 odd, win the game.
Well, that's exactly what he's gone and done. England have been beaten by South Africa at Edgbaston. You've been listening to Crick Info Talk.
This is Crick Info Talk.